North Circular is the best road in London. No doubt. But, oh no, the West Way is up there, thinking about it. And, the A4 M4 double decker that's like a lost bit of Los Angeles, in Brentford. Oh god. Then there's the Limehouse Link 2, and Bricklayer's Arms, and Rotherhithe Tunner. But let's talk about tunners and flyovers another time. It's like, when you say, Bassman Birthday Basher 1997, was the best DNB set. Ever. But, then you remember that Chemistry and Storm set, on Kiss 100, at 39 minutes in. And, then, you remember Skibber and Shabba, with DJ Trend rinsing Cool FM. Bloody hell, it all gets confusing. Until you remember that your heart is big enough, for every, single, cruddy cassette. And a road alike. But, tonight, it's all about the North Circ, aka the A406. I speared a tub of my life around this grubby, grey, tiara that sits below Barnet. A marathon traffic jam, bejeweled with Ilford mashed dal, Charlie Brown's roundabout, Stonebridge Post Depot, Arnus Rainforest, Crooked Billet, Hangar Lane, K-Bags, Lovers Trips, an Ace Cafe, and an aqueduct that smells like samosas. As this road rings around London, motorways and train lines weave under and over, firing outwards towards aerodromes, garden gnomes, and Tesco towns. It's a primary colored explosion of pick blue, dicky green, met magenta, central red, and northern black. Those capable London underground hues, from before they brought shame on the roundel, with all that DLR teal, overground orange, and Elizabeth purple bollocks. A406. It's a rainbow road. And in the early hours you'll see, us lot, winging along like it's a secret level of Super Mario Kart, lean on super mushrooms, avoiding the yellow speed cameras like skiddy bananas. Somewhere over the rainbow, a railway bridge crosses above, like a giant gunmetal girder. You might never acknowledge its existence, but to me, it's a plot. A proper plot. I am going to write my name on it, so that it shines over the horizon, all the way to Galleon's Reach, and does a splashy slap to the face of millions of motorists, like a big silver fish.
Next day.
As rush hour begins to flow, I'm northbound from South London, via Londinium's lower intestine, the Northern Line, passing through a city with a literal million CCTV cameras, whilst maintaining privacy is like being a corn that gets from the cob to the bog in one piece. I'm in head-to-toe black, no face, no logo. Prison is an expensive way to make people worse, so I'm just trying to look out for the public purse. But, as I sit here, amongst the post-work swipes, sighs, and gym sweat, of the most taxpayerish of taxpayers, I get a lot of side eyes. I'm not sure they understand all that I am doing to help. Below the capitalized city, I step off the tube and transfer to a commuter line, via a clanky escalator. This train is a tin can toboggan, full of ABC1s. Everyone, and I mean everyone, holds smartphones, like squirrels, gnawing acorns.
This train terminates at
the constituency of a man who rents the common back to the goose.
We will shortly be arriving at
the area of freckly boys who know more about Makita grinders than mass. Fast tracking to the breakout with Pam 10 perfect hair, no plates, and a pillion passenger.
We will shortly be arriving at
the dripping tunnel that arrives us shortly at Arsenal's Emirati studs.
We will shortly be arriving at
the area of nitties on e-bikes, Moroccans on micro-scooters, and Caucasians in a hurry to get home and cuddle up with Gavin and Stacey.
We will shortly be arriving at
the high road of TripAdvisor Turkish restaurants that replaced the old Turkish tea shops that didn't sell tea or let anyone in.
We will shortly be arriving at
the three-storied suburb of progressive parents with tearaway teenagers who have affected accents and Xanax addictions.
We are confident he will grow out of it.
Yo mum, allow it.
We will shortly be arriving at
the ends where the offies have tzatziki and retsina sitting alongside the monster munch and cherry bee. I jump off the train. Everyone else files up the stairs, out the station. Except me. I walk to the end of the platform and lurk with intent in a CCTV blind spot. Look left. Look right. Look left again. And it's that time. Time to walk past all the no entry signs, the trespass is a crime signs, the police may be called signs, the big fine signs, and the years of imprisonment signs. Off. Down the slope, onto the tracks.
Into the magical wilderness of brambles and Lucozade bottles.
Look left. Over waist-high rickety fences there are back gardens with plastic lawns, punctured paddling pools, and children's bikes lying in the dark. Look right. Through palisade fencing, there's a shifty footpath, then perpendicular silo side streets. Look left again, and I almost missed an Orthodox Jewish lady, stood in the backlit sodium haze of her yard, begging up school shirts and knickers on her washing line. I freeze, stonish statue-like, until she ambles off unawares. I keep it moving, with gentle steps on the ballast, scanning the darkness for onlookers, keeping my ears strained for trains, talking of which I nearly trip on the tail of a fox who has been cleanly decapitated. His body lies on one side of the rail, his head the other, so recent that no crow has yet claimed his eyeballs. I near the point where these tracks crossed the North Cirque. The white grind of gridlock below obscures the silver slither of a train hurtling towards me. As its eyes meet mine, I scramble in a huddle, half a meter from harm's way. The bridge shudders with the iron horse gallop. Before we're back to gridlock tumbleweed, I climb on the bridge's back, put my belly to the metal, hang my head over the precipice. There's 9 foot of vertical face, then a 1 foot perch. It's dirty, rusty, no rivets, no bars, so as the train shakes the bridge like buckaroo, I'll have to hold my metal while there is none to hold. Now, let's talk about if it goes tits up. If police get called, then chopper response time is 10 minutes, so I check for rapid getaways, and that's the type of homework I can deal with, 'cause when the blues and twos screech up beneath, the train line feels like a tightrope over a shark tank. So, I could run straight to the train station?
Nah, BTP would go straight there.
The allotment's right there?
Nah, way too close.
How about the adjacent footpath half a mile north?
Nah, there's a head-high bramble hedge, that at sea.
Feed me all night long.
As it turns me to spag bowl.
Tell you what, a little runaway, there's one of those proper North London, two up, two down estates. Backed up to tracks, hiding down a cul-de-sac, far enough but close enough.
Yeah, that's the one.
And let's talk about timing. Rush hour is best. Strike while the traffic is thick. Make the bullies siren through treacle. And imagine I do slip. Having my fall broken by rush hour body work is much nicer than getting chewed like a midnight pepper army by Eddie Stobart. One last thing. It'd be nice to have some eyes while my back is turned. So I phone a couple mates.
Oi, you lot. You alright?
Sweet mate.
I wanna do this bridge on the North Cirque tomorrow early eve. You alright to give a hand? Come look out for me, or whatever basically, yeah?
Sweet mate.
Stick the whip on beige brick close, next to the two up, two downs. I'll wait for you on tracks at 6 p.m. but I won't have a phone, yeah?
Sweet mate, 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 mate.
Another 24 hours later. As a dreary afternoon becomes a street lit dusk. I chuck a couple radiator chromes and stone ship blacks in my jacket pocket. I get myself from the cob to the bog. Off into the wilderness, and wait beside the bridge, hidden in a jungle of comfrey and dock. For the next hour the trains thunder above my head, traffic trickles below, until I hear the crunch of footsteps on the tracks.
Oi, you lot, I'm over here.
Now, let me introduce you to someone known as F.
Safe man.
And someone known as L.
What's happening, geese?
F and L are a Daily Mail dreamboat. Klepto pros who can spot CID when the Super Dry logo is but a mosquito on the horizon. F is going to stand above me, like a guardian angel, scanning the traffic beneath. L will stand on the other side of the bridge and watch the opposing flow. We hatch a contingency plan.
What if police turn up? Where do we run? What if we get separated?
Then, I climb down to the brick platform that supports the bridge's left-hand extent in order to access its front. I adjust my gloves and mask and tentatively toe the ledge. The metal is laminated with decades of exhaust dust, Laguna, Toyota MR2, Celica, Cavalier or Caliber, Astro or Fiesta. Do you know the feeling, where it could be grippy, could be slippy? And then there are the little piles of bird poo, could be crusty, could be sloppy. Like creme, brulee, de pigeon. It's so narrow that I can't turn my shoulders. So I do the crab shuffle. My left ear brushes against the cold metal. My right ear faces the surround sound traffic, and gives me a dodgy, lopsided feeling. But, enough waffle, let's have it. Shuffle shuffle. The embankment tapers away beneath. Shuffle shuffle. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot above an old fridge. 9 foot. Shuffle shuffle above a Safeway's shopping trolley. 20 foot above pronged fence. Then flagstones. Now the curb and double yellows. Shuffle shuffle over a biffer bin lorry in the first lane of traffic. I pull the chrome out and start spraying. Chest pressed up. I can't see the letters. So I judge by arm movement. Spray spray, shuffle shuffle, spray, shuffle spray. The gridlock breaks like spring ice, and the headlights slowly flow beneath my chrome, blotched boots. A clapped out Skoda starts beep beep beeping. Maybe they love it, or maybe it's a yardie, just letting me know they are there. Shuffle shuffle, shuffle, spray spray, with my right hand, while my left shoulder traipses through the wet chrome. Shuffle shuffle, I spray my way over the second lane. And I'm now standing on top of the big brickwork pillar that supports the middle of the bridge. dual traffic jams run either side of the road, four strings of red, four of white, and I think to myself, I'm well glad I'm not a post-Ghostface rapper, or I'd have to call this banal apocalyptic optics. Onwards. I spray shuffle and I spray the names of friends alive and friends who are gone. I keep shuffling and spraying until I've traversed the last two lanes of traffic, the bike lane, the pavement, the palisade fence that obscure me like a human shish over the opposing railway embankment, then up into the armpits of the bridge. I stick the chrome in my pocket, and heave my many stones, of flesh and bone, back up to the track level. All good?
Bare people clocked, but I reckon it's sweet.
All right. Might as well do the other side of the bridge.
Can we do it then?
We all swap sides. L watches the eastbound, F watches over me on the westbound. I climb down, check for grit, slip, crust, and slop. Balanced once again, with my chest and cheekbone pressed up against its face, I shuffle off. I spray, shuffle, spray, and two lanes later, I am once again on the pillar that supports the middle of the bridge. A car below me is playing Grip Groove, and I wonder how many times has this tune been played on the A406? I bet it's more times than Sweet Whisper, or would I lie to you? North London knows. Pirate FM turns the drudge into a legal drug. But onwards, to continue with the continuing, across the fast lane with a proper big from a red double-decker flying underneath me. I look down and the roof is only a meter below. I could jump on and surf down the North Cirque. Just imagine, proper Red Bull getaway, mate.
Oh my god.
I could film it and I could get so many likes.
Jeez.
I could get
geez.
Guest list at Boomtown Festival.
Jeez.
I could sniff
geez.
A massive line of coke with Mark Ronson. But then some cabbie shouts,
"Oi, knobhead."
And it reconnects my mind to reality, like my mum just unplugged the modem. Shuffle, spray, check for creme brulee. A train passes above and shakes the whole bridge. Chuck-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-ching. Then it's more of that. Shuffle, spray, beep, shuffle, beep, 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 shuffle, spray, spray, beep, 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 until I'm up in the bridge's armpit again. I scramble back on track.
All good?
Yeah, all good.
And we jog to the exit. Quick check to see that nobody's watching from their window. We fly the fence, pull off our masks and gloves. As we round the corner, two F's, fancy two-door Merc. A glowing button makes the seat whir forward. L jumps in the back. And F zooms out of beige brick close, right onto Travis Perkins Way, another right onto Albanian's trip. Down to a tavern that every righteous North Londoner has had a birthday dinner at. As we walk in, the old geezer behind the counter turns and looks at us with baggy eyes melted to his jowls. Seems he's bracing himself for us laddish lads to demand a donna. But as we ask for souvla and retsina, he breaks into a smile like a big happy Beethoven dog.
Ha ha, do I have retsina? Ha ha, I have retsina every day. Ha ha, okay, one please. Ha ha, you need many more than one, maybe 1,000,000. Ha 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 ha.
He stuffs the food into foil boxes, sprinkles parsley on top, then chucks it in a blue plastic bag. We take it and sit on the damp shingle slabs of a Tesco flowerbed. A bitty Bogart's a bag of bacon. Security guard in tow, as we tuck into
The best Cypriot food in London.
In
the most London flower bed in the world.
No flowers, just dog ends and K-cider cans. Now, if you don't know about Ritzina, it might taste like creosote, but it gets you more turbo than tequila. Just as I drown the last drop, I look down in the flower bed and see a big earwig climbing up a peanut punch carton and out onto the straw. And I think, that's like me climbing that bridge, that is. It inspires me to get back onto the gunmetal girder and cover everything I just did with a proper dub. So I float the idea with F and L, who are like,
Come we do it then.
Food done, bags in the bin, we jump in F's Batmobile, do a 16 a 20, park at the 2 up 2 down, back on track, and let's cut to the chase without jinxing it. Once again, F watches my side, L the other, as I climb down and shuffle shuffle along the foot wide ledge. I sketch a big blobby letter like a steak that has been bashed with a rolling pin. Beep beep, I fill it in chrome. Then I swap for the black. On to the next letter. And halfway through filling, F shouts,
Come up, quick.
So I edge. This is the moment where it matters. Edge. Keep calm while I walk blind backwards along this foot-wide ledge. Edge. Back up on tracks, F says.
Uniform dog unit passed beneath. Not sure if he saw or not.
You reckon I can crack on? It'll only take me 5 more minutes.
L runs over.
Geez, that pig has done a UE. That for a bag of onions.
And at that precise moment, the trackside brambles are underlit by flashing blue lights. Track lope, thud thud on the sleepers, crunch crunch on the ballast, until we reach the fence next to the 2 up 2 downs. A woman in dressing gown and rollers vapes on her doorstep like Enfield's own Patty or Selma. She exhales a fruity cloud without a flinch as we fly the fence right next to her. We run round the corner, pop the doors, and zip out the cul-de-sac before police pinch us in. Out on the high road, a meat wagon flies past with sirens, lights, and rows of Lego beard blokes looking bored out the windows like they're on a school trip. We cross a junction from where you can glimpse the plot, and vanloads of them are shining torches up at my silver blobs. Gutted. Anyway, to cut this long ass story short, 24 hours later, I come back alone to finish it off. Shuffle, spray, beep, and everything goes without a hitch. I stuff the paint and my chrome smeared black jacket into a buddleia bush. Dressed in an overly civilian jumper, I go have a gander. Now, having a look is the bit of graffiti I care about the least. But wow, that is really big. And Yuck. It is really ugly. But it launches over the A406 like Free Willy going for freedom. Lovely.